Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And Tyler is hardcore yet again for another podcast episode. Today we are talking about getting over some motivational humps.
Or emotional humps.
So we'll jump right to the chase. Tyler is angry with me.
Very.
I would draw a line between this and a certain trip that happened.
Hey, let's do this a vote.
A vote? No, there is no vote because let's you have your vote. Girlfriend's here,
no.
I automatically lose.
I'm saying not with people in the room.
Huh? I said girlfriend's here. Don't correct me.
That's fine. Okay, so what I'm really trying... Let's get to a vote of the people on whatever form we would like to.
Okay.
Ning. Let's use the Ning people because they like us the most.
No, I think we'll throw it on Facebook. We'll make it an open Facebook thing.
Okay. Open Facebook.
We'll start a discussion.
Okay. Keon has cordially...
Okay, go ahead and put your spin on it, and then I'll put my spin on it.
Keon comes into my room. T-minus... Three, four minutes ago.
I'll give it five.
And says, hey, in February, guess where I'm going?
I guess.
I start guessing, you know.
He starts
guessing.
Hot,
cold, you know. We finally figure out he's going to a tropical island.
Going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica!
I wouldn't call it a tropical island.
That sounds great, Keon. Have a blast. Oh, yeah, Keon informs me. My friend Tennessee's going.
Which she's on the show a little while ago.
And I was like, huh, why is she going? Oh, I invited her. What? Why are you inviting her? And he goes, Disneyland, bitch. What?
That's right.
Please inform me how a weekend in Disneyland equivalates to be a week, 6 days, approximately, in Costa Rica. Please inform me, Keon.
It's, one, because of the law of reciprocity, and then two...
Don't use big words. What?
Reciprocity, equality, blah, 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 you know, every action is an equal and opposite reaction.
But that's not equal. How is that equal? Please bring me how that's equal.
I was getting there.
Okay.
It's equal because it's called interest.
No, it can't
be
equal.
Yeah, it compounds. It's interest.
But I'm saying in the sense of...
Plus, here's the thing. Despite how much I love you, one, you're a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend, which makes you a terrible wingman.
Actually,
two,
it makes me
you
a
go
perfect
to
wingman
you go to
because
bed at, like,
I don't.
Nine every day.
In Costa Rica, that would be perfect time.
No, it's the same time zone. Pretty
Is
much.
It?
It's like maybe an hour ahead.
No, I think it's three. Wouldn't it be the same as Florida?
You have no idea about
geography. I have no idea where this place is. I thought it was by Cuba.
It's like near... That's in Latin America.
Yeah. Is it on the Florida side or our side? I have
no
idea.
There is no Florida side.
Of America?
There's the Bahamas.
Okay, that's where I think I'm putting this place.
Okay, here, let's bring up Google
Maps.
Yeah,
bring up a map.
Okay. So we're pulling up a map.
That's our apartment.
Yeah.
I don't see Costa Rica.
It's called Zoom, Tyler. So I'm pulling up Google Maps.
Okay, where is...
So, down here.
Okay, I thought first...
You thought it was over here.
I thought it was an island that was kind of part of Cuba, so that's my bad. And two, that totally is kind of on the Florida side.
What?
That's on the Florida side. If you zoom
it's
out...
here.
Okay, that's closer to Florida than California. Is it not?
But it's probably... I bet it's equidistant.
I bet you it's in mountain time.
Okay, time zone-wise, yes. Yeah...
I'm willing to bet you. Okay, now.
Yeah.
Put,
okay, you're right. Okay, from the southern tip of each, I will give it to you. I'm not even gonna argue anymore.
And I bet you. Okay, I'm saying it's.
But you could drive.
Does it go Pacific, Mountain, Central, Eastern?
I don't know.
I say it's Central then.
Here, I'll just do this. Costa Rica time zone.
Yeah.
Oh, Zona. San Jose. It is 1 a.m. So it's two hours ahead.
So, yeah, Central Time. No? Yeah. Okay, sweet.
And they don't have daylight savings.
Good.
They have...
I don't think we should have it either.
Mountain Time, yeah. Apparently. That's what it says, GMT.
Okay.
So, yes. I didn't... So I
financially, it is not the same. Time length, it is not the same. Equivalence of...
How long ago did you go to Disneyland? How many weeks?
Two
weeks ago?
Yeah. It was the weekend before Thanksgiving. Last weekend was Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, one, I'm not paying for it. And my parents aren't paying for it. My dad's supplier is paying for it. Two, for every week, you get plus one day. So I'm only screwing you by one day, really. You went for 3-4 days, right?
I went for two.
No, you left on Friday, got back on Monday.
Yeah, but I only went to Disneyland 2 days.
I don't
care.
You were in L.A. 4 days. Plus two, six.
Technically, no, I was not.
You were in transit.
I was not in L.A.
I said transit. Transit. Okay, you were in transit. Fine. Which two of those days are going to be transit. So, I'm only screwing you on 0 days, because a day for every week.
So lame.
It is. Unfortunate for you. I'm sorry, baby.
Whatever.
I'm over it. I didn't think you would want
to
go.
I'm going to enjoy my sister's birthday, which happens to be close to that time.
I honestly didn't think you would want to go.
I have a passport that has no pictures in it.
I just didn't think, because, Tyler, you've never left.
I don't travel.
You've never left a country. It's
because people don't invite me to things. Because
you don't like to go. You don't like foreign people.
I don't like foreigners.
You hate them.
But that's fine.
I mean, like... I'm the closest thing to a foreigner you get.
Yep. Touche.
Touche.
Actually, your dad.
True.
Because he's
more more foreign than I am.
Yeah.
Actually, my grandma.
I did meet her once or twice.
Yeah, she's like the foreignest thing.
She was nice.
Yeah, she's nice.
Couldn't hang out for a long time.
Oh, no, she doesn't speak
too
English.
Foreign for me. All right, so what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about getting over breaking habits. I always want to say getting over slumps and blah, blah, blah. That's not what we're talking about. Talking about breaking bad habits, right?
Yes. Do you have any bad habits?
I have like 80.
But what's like your...
Well, cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Heroin. No, I don't do any of that crap. I have the occasional binge emotional eating occasionally. Occasional binge of emotional eating occasionally. That's a good sentence.
That's a Tyler sentence.
I'm sitting in your side of the thing.
I know. We've switched it up today.
We have.
Actually, we switched it up yesterday, too.
Which I just don't feel comfortable with. And I feel like that's a bad habit. And then sometimes I'm a procrastinator.
Okay.
I just don't want to get things done. So I'd say those are my two worst habits that I have to face on a more regular basis.
I was going to say, procrastinating for sure is my first and foremost. And then, I do have the ability, like, I'd say my bad habit is, once I start eating bad, I eat bad.
Uh-huh.
And it's not so much emotional thing, or it's the, if I see brownies at a party, and I have a brownie, that whole plate is now mine.
Right.
Like, I will
destroy
the train
has departed.
Yeah.
From Tylerville.
It... Balls to the wall, that right. Whole thing is done.
Right. But in our past, Tyler and I have broken many habits.
Yes.
Both of us, fat kids, both of us. I mean, I was more unathletic than Tyler was growing up. Tyler played football, water polo, etc. It took me longer to get into that. But we've broken them.
Yes.
So we both have systems for which we break habits. So, Tyler, let us in on your system of habit breaking. And this is part one of a multi-part.
We're going to just tell you our system, and then we'll probably bring in, like, more complex concepts and stuff like that.
We'll get into, like, Freud or some crap like that.
The way that I break my habits, I enjoy regulating and... systems and schedules and charts and being organized. So to break systems, a lot of time procrastinating wise, I have to literally sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to do this from this to this time. I'm going to do this from this to this time, and like write it out, have it in front of me, show it in my visual sights at all times, kind of a thing, like right on my bulletin board that's right in front of my desk. That's pretty much the one that And that goes so far to working out, too. Where it's like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 5, I'm going to be there by 6, work out 6 to 8, then come home, shower, and be dressed by 9, then do this by this, and like have my whole scheduled day planned out. It's the days that I quote-unquote wing it are when I go fall back into my bad habits.
Okay. So as long as you have a structure, you're good to go.
I need structure.
Okay. That's good.
That's my one tip, is like just taking 10 seconds. It's going to take you about an hour to the first time you do it and map it out. And especially it's even so much of a, okay, what am I eating kind of a thing? What am I working out? Like I don't know how you do your workout schedules, but I plan mine for the week. You know, I know Monday, Tuesday through Friday what I'm doing, what I'm working out, how many reps and everything like that. So on Sunday night, if you were to be like, on Thursday, what's your 8th exercise? How many reps are you doing it? Oh, that's going to be the da-da-da with the so many reps. I know how what it is. I'm not – if I start winging stuff, I can wing it with the best of them. But I go into comfort zones, and that's where the brownies are eaten, the working out isn't done, the I'm going to sit down and just veg and hang out.
Right.
It starts to happen.
Okay, so as long as you have a system – in place. And what are your, like, fail safes? Like, say you don't have a plan for the day. You weren't able to, you know, plan it out. Where do you go so that you don't fall back into those habits?
Food-wise, as long as I consume on days that I know that I'm not doing well in the food department, I feel like if I drink 2 protein shakes, I mentally am okay with myself. Then, in the getting stuff done and being productive, I tend to find that if I take like an hour nap, I can like reset myself mentally.
Right.
And kind of start the day over and then almost do a pre-plan, like a plan right after the nap.
Right.
For, okay, it's, you know, I took a nap from 12 to 1. I wake up. Okay, it's 1 o'clock now. What's the rest of my evening going to look like?
Okay.
I can kind of reset.
So if you don't have a plan, you take a break and then replan.
I zone out. I do whatever I want. And then eventually I hit that point where it's like, oh, I can either A, do nothing today and zone out, do whatever. Or let me take a nap. I'll kind of restart the day, do my thing.
Yeah. Okay. I'll jump right in. One of my main ways to get rid of a bad habit, I forget who told me this, either my high school or college psychology professor, but he said, you can never remove a bad habit without replacing it with something. Like, taking out something always means that something else is going to have to come in. And I always, like, mentally, it's hard for me to think about removing something because it's like, I lost it, right? So it's almost, I have to switch around how I think about the behavior. So it's like the pleasure that I get from eating something bad for me, I have to make it more painful for me to eat that than to replace it with something else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I have to associate things that are just bad with ice cream eating.
So every time you eat an ice cream, you think about cats dying.
Exactly. Something like that. Or every time I, you know, think about not eating ice cream, I think about, I don't know, a pretty girl. Or, you know, whatever it happens
to
be.
Or it's the concept of every time you eat, you think, okay, this is going straight to my butt. Like, or not every time you eat, but every time you eat ice cream, like, you think, okay, this is not going to, it's the reverse thinking of, okay, this is not going to make it so that I hit my goals.
Yeah, kind but it's of like, concept. It's even before I eat the ice cream. I think ice cream, love handles. Ice cream, love handles. You know, it's like you create that association. You just feel so bad. Like there's so much pain and badness associated with it. I'll avoid it at all costs. So I go for the ice cream. Like, no, cats will die if I eat this. You know?
Yes.
And it's like, so I already have that association.
And you know what? I always hear about like this, like cats dying. Like I feel like that's kind of a staple.
Really?
I've never heard that. People say it multiple times. And I don't really care about cats.
No, puppies?
Puppies, that's awful. Cats kill them all.
Yeah, no one likes cats. If you do like cats, you're kind of a lame-o.
Yeah. You probably have multiples at home, and you probably should find some friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go to the gym.
Exactly. They're not hard to find. One of my goals every day is to meet 2 people every day. Okay. It's kind of important for our line of work, I would say, is that if you can meet two people a day, you just made two new potential clients. So I find that as an important facet to my life. As far as breaking habits also goes, you have to identify what the bad habit is. So if you don't, if you just say, oh, I overeat, no, that's not a bad habit. I overeat when and what. You have to identify specifically. I overeat when it's late at night, when I haven't had a good day of nutrition, when I've deprived myself, when blah, 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 fill in the blank, and I overeat with ice cream. I overeat with, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Brownies.
I over, you know, like, so when I haven't worked out today and I feel bad about myself, I'll overeat with brownies, you know? So if you haven't, Tyler needs brownies. I feel bad. I still feel bad, a little bit of bad about Costa Rica, Tyler.
It's okay.
I apologize. Like, I can still.
You can just send me pictures.
If Ed and France don't go, there might be a spot.
Yeah, there might be.
So, give me your passport info, and we'll deal with that. Because that would be really fun.
Yeah, the three of us.
Maybe D can come, too. Because then Anna and D can be in one room, and then you and I can be in one room.
That would be swell. Well, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. There it is. Yeah. Great. So, for you, identify your bad habit first, and then try other people's stuff. Like, listen to Anthony Robbins. Go to his website. He's a great motivational speaker. Well, I guess he's not a motivational speaker, more of a why you do what you do kind of a guy. I really like him. And there's a bunch of great people you can listen to out there, but he's my favorite personally. Also, listening to motivational music when you're feeling down and like about to like crash into like a bad
What's
habit.
Motivational music?
Like whatever gets you going. Like for you, listen to some high school musical.
Oh, I do like the HSM.
Yeah. Or for me, I'll listen to like some Iron and Wine, maybe some Sigur Rós or some, what's his name?
I have no idea who the last two people were. So
I know you don't. I said those just because.
I'm sure that the next person.
No, Van Morrison. You know who Van Morrison is. No, Caravan.
Yes.
Such a good song.
Overrated.
So those are some basic things that you can start
doing.
Do you know
he died when he was 27?
Really?
Yeah.
That's tragic. I don't really know much about him, but you know, whatever.
I just read about the 27th Club the other day. It's a club where, like, Kurt Cobain was 27 when he died, Van Morrison was 27, and, like, a bunch of rockers were 27 when they died, and they thought that Britney Spears was going to be the next person, but she just had her 28th birthday a couple of days ago,
so she's safe.
She passed the 27th club.
Good. I'm glad. She broke that habit.
I was concerned as well, as everybody listening was, I'm sure.
Good. So if you guys go on our Facebook page, you can give us your feedback in the discussion forum about this Costa Rica thing.
Yeah.
You can side with either one of us. I'm obviously the right one to side with.
Team Tyler.
Team Keon. But you know what? I guess we'll talk about this after. Also, go to our website, truefitnessacademy.com, subscribe to the newsletter, go to the Ning page, get involved there, communicate with one another. Communicate with us, send us messages, do all that good stuff, and you can get infinite amounts of information from us on that site. Ta-da!
That sounds great.
That sounds great. We're going to cut today short because Tyler's tired, I'm tired, and we need to regroup and
Make some better habits.
Make some better habits.
Instead of doing these at night.
Okay, yeah. We'll peel back the curtain.
Pulling back the curtain.
Tyler and I have been doing the podcast at like 10, 11 o'clock at night, the night before, which is usually not our style. Usually we do it in two groupings. We'll go, one day we'll get two or three done, the next day we'll get two or three done. And we have not gotten to that, and I think that we personally have suffered, just because I know I stay up later.
Sleep and, it is awful. It's purely because Keon and I both have started new jobs, and we're just trying to figure out when we're both around,
right.
And it's only at... It's 11:20 right now.
Yeah, so it's either early in the morning, weekends, or at night. That's pretty much it. So we'll figure that out. Enough about our pathetic lives. Actually, our awesome lives. In all honesty, we do have pretty kick-ass lives, so let's not lie.
Yeah, and my life's going to be awesome in about 2 minutes when this thing gets over.
And we can talk about Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And maybe you're going. All right. You going to take us out with a fantastic...
with a fantastic board game?
Yes.
I'm going to go with... I don't think I used this one. Clue.
You did use
that one. Use Clue? Yeah. Oh, dang it. Then I'll go with Scrabble.
Scrabble. Ooh, that's a good one because that's a
word game that I'm awful at because I make up my own words.
Yeah. You know my buddy Ben?
Yes.
He memorized all the... 2, 3, and was starting to memorize all the 4-letter words that you can that are playable in Scrabble.
Wow. He needs to find a friend.
No, he just loves, like, he loves croquet and all those, like, odd stuff. He loves badminton, ping pong. And he's this massive 6'6", like, 6'4", guy.
Yeah.
Who just loves those little things. It's funny.
Weird teddy bear kind of concept.
All right. Go change some bad habits and get some passion in your weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Bye.